BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News.
On the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the completion of the troop relocation to the Knot of Officers, Soldiers, Civilians, and Students from the South in Quy Nhơn, on the afternoon of May 15, Comrade Đoàn Văn Phi, standing vice chairman of the Provincial People's Council, visited and presented gifts to exemplary officers, soldiers, civilians, and students who has relocated to the Knot and are now residing in Tuy Phước District. During the visits to the families, Comrade Đoàn Văn Phi highly inquired about the health and living conditions. He acknowledged the significant contributions of policy beneficiary family and those with material service to nation in the course of national liberation and defense. The party, state, and all levels of society always remember and deeply appreciate the sacrifices and dedications of previous generations for the independence and freedom of the country. On the morning of May the 16th, the Liaison Committee of Southern Students in Bình Province held a reunion at the Provincial Convention Center in Quy Nhơn to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Southern Students regrouping to the North. The event brought together generations of the former Southern students to reflect their time in the North and to express gratitude to the teachers and Northern compatriots who nurtured and educated them during those formative years. Speaking at the event, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang emphasized that Bình Định's achievements in recent years are the result of tireless efforts across the political system and the strong support of local communities, as well as backing from the central government, other provinces, organizations, and individuals, including many who were once Southern students relocated to the North. He expressed hope that, regardless of their current roles, former Southern students would continue to contribute meaningful to national development and defense, uphold their tradition of unity and gratitude, and serve as role models to inspire future generations.
On the afternoon of May 15, the Văn Canh District Party Committee held a conference to review the implementation of its 2025 program to eliminate makeshift and dilapidated houses across the district. The campaign received strong support and participation from the entire political system, the solidarity of local residents, and close guidance from all levels of leadership. As a result, the district successfully completed the construction, renovation, and handover of on 419 approved houses, achieving 100% of the set target. The total disbursed purchase reached 21.5 billion VND, fulfilling the financial plan in full.
On the morning of May the 16th, the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee held a conference to launch a public consultation on the draft resolution to amend and supplement certain articles of the 2013 Constitution of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. The event gathered leaders from provincial departments, agencies, mass organizations, and authorities at district, town, city, and commune levels. The province emphasized that the consultation process must be democratic, scientific, transparent, timely, efficient, and cost-effective. It must also ensure the leadership of the party committees, the close direction and implementation by local authorities, and the accountability of leaders and coordination among agencies and organizations. Consultation methods must be diverse and flexible, incorporating information technology and adapted to local conditions to encourage broad public participation. All feedbacks must be collected, compiled, and analyzed accurately and objectively, and must be seriously reviewed and addressed. These contributions will serve as the foundation for refining the draft resolution before the submission to the National Assembly for consideration and approval. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.